Exchanges, the Goldman Sachs podcast featuring exchanges on rates, inflation, and U.S. recession risk. Exchanges on the market impact of AI. For the sharpest analysis on forces driving the markets and the economy, count on Exchanges between the leading minds at Goldman Sachs. New episodes every week. Listen now.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, December 16th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. President-elect Donald Trump and SoftBank Group CEO Masayoshi Son say the Japanese company plans to invest at least $100 billion in U.S. projects over the next 4 years. The internet and telecommunications company estimates the investments will create about 100,000 jobs in artificial intelligence and emerging technologies. SoftBank says it expects the work to be completed before 2029, but it's unclear how the tech investor will pay for it. SoftBank has roughly $30 billion of cash on hand. TikTok is asking the Supreme Court to delay enforcement of a national security law that could effectively ban the social media app in the U.S. next month. Lawyers for TikTok and its Beijing-based parent company, ByteDance, filed an emergency application today asking the court to suspend the ban while TikTok appeals a lower court ruling. TikTok's lawyers said pausing the law would prevent the silencing of TikTok users the day before President-elect Trump's inauguration and allow the incoming administration to weigh in. Under the law, TikTok must sell its U.S. operations by January 19th, or it will be effectively shut down. ByteDance has said it can't and won't sell TikTok, and the Chinese government has opposed a forced sale. And officials across the United States East Coast are pushing the federal government for more answers about the wave of mysterious drone sightings. Drone sightings were first reported last month in New Jersey, but have since spread to other states, including New York, Connecticut, Virginia, and Massachusetts. In a joint statement, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security said the reported drone sightings don't pose a threat to national security or public safety. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.